Okay, let's review Daf Ayin Aleph of Maseches Erevin. In the previous Daf, we mentioned that according to Rav Nachman, somebody who inherits a house on Shabbos can be Mevatel Rishus. We brought two brises that each seem to contradict Rav Nachman and answered each of the brises. The Gemara brings a third brise that seems to contradict Rav Nachman. Yisrael v'ger shruin v'magura achas. If a Jew and a convert live in the same granary with a shared chatzer, if the convert died before Shabbos, whether or not anybody else claimed his house, which became hefker upon his death, the chatzer is asher to carry him. If the ger died after Shabbos, started, whether or not anybody else claimed his house, the chatzer is mutter. From the fact that the Braisa says when he dies before Shabbos, chatzer is aser, it seems that the person who took the ger's house is not able to do bittul rishus. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, may oser diktani achi yevatel. The Gemara answers that the Braisa only meant that the chatzer is aser until the new owner is mevatel rishus. Once he's mevatel rishus, it's mutter. Second answer, Rabbi Yochanan masnias amani beishamahi damri ein bittul rishus b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says the Braisa and the last Braisa we mentioned in the previous stuff also may assume like Beishamai that one cannot do Bittul Rishos on Shabbos, whereas Rav Nachman follows Beisila who allows Bittul Rishos on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that Beishamai and Beisila argue about how Bittul Rishos works. According to Beishamai, it's like a kinyan where the rights are transferred to the neighbor in kinyanim or also on Shabbos. According to Beisila, it's a stiluk in Rishos Bialma, it's simply abandoning but not transferring the rights, and that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah, Balabai Shay Shutov Lashkenov. If neighbors in a mabay are already partners in owning food together, Lazebi Yain in Srichel Nariv. If one person has a partnership in wine with each neighbor, he does not have to make a separate Shitufe Mavuos. Lazebi Yain Lazebi Shemen. If, however, he was a partner with one in wine and the other in oil, there's Machlokas. Tanakama holds they have to make a separate Shitufe Mavuos, and Rabbi Shimon holds they do not have to make a separate Shitufe Mavuos. Amar Rav Ubekli Echad. When the partnerships are all in wine, we only don't require a separate shituf if all of the wine is in one kli. But if we're split into two kelim, we would require a separate shituf. Rav thinks this is precisely the difference between the two cases in the Mishnah. When one of the partnerships was with oil, he obviously cannot have kept everything in a single kli. Abaye suggests that the wine may even be in separate kelim and still different than the case of oil and wine, because oil and wine don't even have the potential to be kept in the same kli. The Gemara has two explanations for why Rabbi Shimon would hold that when one partnership was with oil and the other was with wine, there's no need for a further shituf. First explanation is Amar Rabba, Hachma Yiskin v'chatzah shmei shnei mavuos. The specific case of the Mishnah is a chatzah that borders on two separate mavuos, and the owner of the chatzah has separate partnerships with each mavui. This allows carrying between the chatzah and each mavui, but not between the two mavuos. If the members of the two mavuos wanted to carry from one to the other, they would certainly need to make a new shituf. Second explanation, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanu v'plukta de Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbanu kamiflugi. Rabbi Shimon would hold like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri that wine and oil put into a single kli, even though they don't mix, are considered connected to each other. Therefore, if a tamei person touches one of them, they're both tamei, and when a single kli that can and when in a single kli, they can serve as a shituf between the different properties. The Rabbanu view them as separate entities, and therefore, if a tamei person touched only the oil, the wine remains tahor, and they are not a valid shituf for the different properties. The Gemara quotes a Tana who disagrees with both Tanaim in our Mishnah. Reb Lazar ben Tadai Omer, Echad Zev Echad Zev Tzrichel Nariv. Even when the person has partnerships with both neighbors in wine, they require a separate Shitufei Mavuos. The Gemara has two explanations for Reb Lazar ben Tadai. First, Rabbi explains that even Reb Lazar ben Tadai would agree that if everybody poured their wine into a barrel, it would be a valid Shituf. The Machlokas is only Shalach L'chavish Aliyayim B'Shutfus. They pulled their money and jointly bought a barrel of wine, where Reb Lazar ben Tadai says Ein Breira, which is, in this context means that since they didn't each contribute wine, but are joined together before any wine was bought, it's not a valid shituf. Rav Yosef explains Rav Lazar ben Tadai holds that Ein Somchan al Shituf b'makom Eruv. The shituf mavuos is valid to allow everybody to carry in the mavoi, but would still not allow anybody to carry from one chater to the next within the same mavoi, unless there's an Eruv joining the two chateros. Rav Yosef proves that this must be the explanation of Rav Lazar ben Tadai, since Rav Paskins are Rav Lazar ben Tadai, and like Ramei, who says that a shituf cannot work to go allow carrying from one chaser to the other, and normally we wouldn't pass like a das yachil against Rabbanan, especially not to be strict in Hilchas Erevin. So the reason Rav passes like both must be that they both hold the same thing. My Rabbi Meir and my Rabbanan, what were the original statements of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan? The Braisa taught that an Erev Chatzeres can be made with bread but not wine, whereas Shtufi Mavuos can be made with either wine or bread. Rabbi Meir holds that both an Erev and a Shituf are necessary to allow carrying both between Chatzeros and in the joint Mavui, so that Shalot Shalakech, Torah Erev, Minatinokos, children should remember the necessity of an Erev. The Rabbanan hold only one or the other is necessary, an Erev, a Shituf, one or the other. Even though both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar ben Tadai hold the same thing, it was still necessary for Rab to paskin in each case to teach to love din and k'trei chumri be'irvin. Since we generally don't paskin like a double chumra from the same tana in hilchas erivin, only after paskin like a blazer ben sedoy that a sheet of wine cannot be used for an eriv, is it possible to paskin like Rab Meir that a sheet of bread cannot be used for an eriv.